مرحبا بك أخانا عبد الله مقري، بارك الله فيك. هذا علماء of today they divide the injections to two different types, as you know, injections of the, I mean the scholars here, I mean the medical people. The medical people, they say the injections is two types. Injections go to the blood itself, and injection just stop there in the muscle, in the muscles. عضلي ووريدي. وريدي means go to the veins and reach to your blood. And the عضلي is just in the muscles. So because of these different types, the ulama of the Islam and the Sharia, they say that if the injections doesn't reach to your muscles, it reach to your muscles and doesn't reach to your blood, means it doesn't replace the food and the drink. It doesn't take same hukum of medicine. Because it doesn't reach your blood in this situation, this doesn't break your fasting. But if the injection it goes through and to reach the benefit of it reach to your blood, it's same hukum of food and drink, and so on, same hukum when you take tablets to benefit yourself with this medicine, that's the same hukum, it break your fasting. يعني مثلا ليس فتوى من جمع الفقه، ليس فتوى شام العثيمين، ليس فتوى لجنة دائما شام بزن الأغس. يعني مثلا have another opinion who they said any injection doesn't break your fasting because we don't call it eating and drinking. Allah جل وعلا said eating and drinking. You understand? But this opinion is a bit fun and it's not practical, and really it's a conflict with a lot of facts. Today the person he can stay alive for many years without eating and drinking normal, with a normal way, but through these drips, you know, the drips, the glucose drips, which is they inject him with it, he can still survive for many years. You understand? Means this kind of injection really replaces the food and drinks. That's why we say it could affect your fasting, simple as that. Barakallahu fiqh.